One way to increase the planet's food supply is for people to start eating different plants. One way to increase the planet's food supply is for people to start eating different plants. A disease or bad weather can destroy these crops, leaving people with nothing to eat. A disease or bad weather can destroy these crops, leaving people with nothing to eat. Many kinds of food contain protein, but some foods are better sources of protein than others. Many kinds of food contain protein, but some foods are better sources of protein than others. Other beans eaten widely in Latin America have about the same amount of protein as meat. Other beans eaten widely in Latin America have about the same amount of protein as meat. This versatile plant can grow in a hot climate, and it does not matter whether the climate is wet or dry. This versatile plant can grow in a hot climate, and it does not matter whether the climate is wet or dry. Food is an important part of our lives, and it is often difficult to change to a new and different kind of food. Food is an important part of our lives, and it is often difficult to change to a new and different kind of food. Perhaps in a few years, teosinte and the marama bean will be as widely used as the peanut. Perhaps in a few years, teosinte and the marama bean will be as widely used as the peanut. Some people feel strongly that genetically engineered food could solve the world's food crisis. Some people feel strongly that genetically engineered food could solve the world's food crisis. Available also are plants that have been genetically altered to make them more nutritious. Available also are plants that have been genetically altered to make them more nutritious. Some scientists claim that genetic engineering will actually have a negative impact on crop yields and soil quality. Some scientists claim that genetic engineering will actually have a negative impact on crop yields and soil quality.